You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. The following is a news summary presented Monday, March 16th, 2026. Starting with the weather today, according to Environment Canada, observed at the Prince George Airport. At time of broadcast today, Monday, March 16th, there is a high of 8 degrees Celsius with showers and a low of 3 degrees Celsius tonight with a 60% chance of continued showers, moving into Tuesday morning with a high of 11 degrees Celsius and again showers into the night with a low of 3 degrees Celsius with a 60% chance of showers. Wednesday, March 18th, a high of 12 degrees Celsius, expected to be cloudy, and a low of 3 degrees Celsius into the night, remaining cloudy. Thursday, March 19th, a high of 9 degrees Celsius and a 70% chance of showers, moves into 0 degrees Celsius at night with the expectation of rain. Friday, the 20th of March, we're looking at a high of 4 degrees Celsius with periods of rain or snow. Moving into the night to a low of minus 8 degrees and cloudy periods. Saturday, the 21st of March, we've got a high of 6 degrees expected with a mix of sun and cloud, dropping to minus 7 degrees overnight with cloudy periods. And on Sunday, the 22nd of March, the sun is expected to continue to break through with a high of 6 degrees and a mix of sun and cloud. Important alerts for Monday, March 16th, are snowfall warnings for the Yellowhead Highway and Highway 97 through the Pine Pass. In fact, much of BC is under weather warnings for snowfall, rain, and winter storms. For Prince George specifically, this Monday, March 16th, snow has turned into rain. This pattern is expected up through to Williston. Please check the road reports before heading out on a long road trip. The air quality in Prince George clearly today, according to cyclone.umbc.ca, is good, with most of the air quality measurement stations in the area reading 0 to 10 parts per million of particles around 2.5 micrometers in diameter, with the exception of one monitor on UMBC campus located at the top of Building 4, the Research Laboratory Building, reading 28.3 parts per million over a 24-hour average. At this level, for the general population, there is no need to modify your usual activities unless you experience symptoms. If you are at risk, consider reducing or rescheduling activities outdoors if you experience symptoms.
And now for the news bulletin.
The Prince George RCMP is reminding people to be aware and on the lookout for romance and sextortion scams, many of which involve false social media and/or dating app profiles. This does not exclude being lured in through emails. Tips recommended by the RCMP to avoid romance and sextortion scams include familiarizing yourself with social media privacy settings and consider limiting who has access to your personal information, for example, a friends list or location information. Unless you know the person offline, there is no way to confirm who is on the other end. Trust your instincts. Be skeptical and cautious. Never send money to someone you haven't met. Don't give out your personal information, including your name, address, date of birth, SIN, social insurance number, or banking credentials. Don't accept friend requests from people you do not know. Don't invest your money in platforms provided by people you don't know. For more information, visit the RCMP Safety Tips page or visit the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. Over the weekend, a number of Prince George residents received an alert that a gas leak posed a threat north of 5th Avenue near Tabor Boulevard, originating from the 300 block of Carrier Place. The emergency alert was issued at 5:15 on Saturday, March 14th. The gas leak led to RCMP helping to evacuate the surrounding blocks and BC Hydro de-energizing the power lines in the area to prevent the gas from igniting. A temporary reception center was set up at the Zion Lutheran Church for evacuees, and most residents were able to return to their homes before the end of the day when power was restored to the area, but residents of units 101 to 109 at 448 Tabor Boulevard were unable to return home by the end of the day, and the city provided them with accommodations through its Emergency Support Services program. No injuries were reported. The BC Wildfire Service issued an alert March 11th that smoke may be visible to Vanderhoof and surrounding areas for the duration of a pile burning in order to help reduce wildfire hazards by reducing accumulations of fuels on the landscape. The exact timing of the pile burns will depend on site, weather, venting, and snow conditions, but may be ongoing until March 24th, 2026. Local conservation group Conservation North announced Monday, March 16th that Drax will no longer send BC material to their Yorkshire, United Kingdom power plant. Drax, a UK-based energy company, which announced the closure of the Williams Lake, BC pellet plant in November 2025, owns 7 wood pellet plants in BC, which turn wood from primary forests into pellets that are shipped overseas to be burned for electricity. To quote Conservation North's press release, "Unfortunately, the decision to stop feeding the Yorkshire plant with BC pellets will change very little on the ground in this province, where pellets from Drax's mills are primarily shipped to Japan. Japan has taken about 75% of the pellet export share over the last few years, importing 1.29 million tons of pellets from Canada in 2025. End quote. However, the release also states, the government of BC has added 1,000 hectares of forested land to West Twin Provincial Park. This area added to the park contains rare old growth and 2 mineral claims on that land that have now been forfeited. In the world of sports, UMBC Timberwolves has acquired Airdrie Alberta's Maya Regier as point guard. Over the weekend on Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th, the Prince George Cougars were victorious over the Wenatchee Wild of Washington, USA. The Cougars winning 1-0 and then 5-0, respectively. Over in Milano, Cortina, during the Paralympics, the para ice hockey team won in the semifinals over China 4-2, but ultimately lost against the United States 6-2 during the final on Sunday, March 15th, with China taking the bronze over Czechia. Of note, though, Northern BC's own Adam Kingsmill, Team Canada's goaltender from Smithers, BC, will bring home one of those silver medals. Although para ice hockey is a mixed gender event, there are currently no women represented on Canada's para ice hockey team. The College of New Caledonia has announced it will be closing its Fort St. James satellite campus as of March 31st. A specific reason for the closure has not yet been disclosed as of Monday, March 16th, though the college has previously stated a loss of revenue after the federal government reduced the number of international students allowed into the country, an action announced on January 22nd, 2024. And if you need some events to liven up your week, here are a few events in Prince George, Claybly, Tanay for the week of Monday, March 16th, 2026. On the evening of Monday, March 16th, the Spruce Kings are playing the Coquitlam Express 3 to 5 p.m. at the Copar Memorial Arena. Tuesday, March 17th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the downtown Prince George Library, Bob Harkins Branch. Teen Writers Workshop takes place for teens 13 to 18. Free drop-in. It's also happening March 31st and April 14th. Write, discuss, and share your current creative projects with a supportive peer group. More info at ask@pgpl.ca. Or call 250-563-9251, extension 100. The evening of Tuesday, March 17th, the Prince George Cougars are playing the Kamloops Blazers at 7 p.m., potentially to midnight, happening at the CN Center. Wednesday morning on UMBC campus in room 5-140E, the main floor library, is a session on managing ADHD before it manages you. It's a bi-weekly psychoeducational workshop series hosted by Maria Walsh from Counseling Services, who has over 2 decades of experience and also lives with ADHD herself. Each session has its own unique topic, and there's no commitment necessary. That's every other Wednesday, including Wednesday, March 18th, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the main floor of UMBC's library, room 5-140E. On Wednesday, March 18th, at the Royal Canadian Legion, 1116 6th Avenue, you can enjoy Death Harvest 2026. Pre-sale tickets available at madloon.ca. Enjoy performances by Death Machine and Farm, who are making their way to Prince George, Claybly, Tanay to take to the stage alongside local acts Plagued by Fire and Anomalist. Thursday, March 19th marks a big day over at UMBC as it is the Northern British Columbia Graduate Student Society's, or NBCGSS's, general election period. The call for nominations opens and can be submitted from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Society is looking for 6 positions: Chairperson, Director of Events and Communication, Director of EDI and Welfare, Director of External Relations and Partnerships, Director of Indigenous Students Affairs, and Director of Internal Relations and Strategic Management. Visit mbcgss.umbc.ca for more information. Global Fridays at UMBC presents Dr. Shane Barter, Professor of Comparative Politics at the Soka University of America, presenting the topic, Towards Indigenous Territorial Autonomy in Asia, from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. in room 7-152. Search UMBC Global Fridays to be able to view the talk online. Global Friday series happens once monthly, and typically every Friday on UMBC campus, there is a publicly available and enlightening lecture from one department or another. Friday, March 20th, from 5 to 7 p.m., for the cost of only $45 plus tax, you've got the opportunity to join a fairy garden workshop. Class is geared towards kids 8 and up, as well as adults. Parent or adult attendance is required for all kids 12 and under. The workshop takes place out on Chief Lake Road, near the drive-in theater at 8845 Aquarius Road. Call 250-967-4325 to sign up. The price includes everything you need: the fairy door kit, paints, one tropical plant, a metal fairy pick, the planter, soil, and moss or rocks. That's 250-967-4325. Saturday the 21st features a seed-starting workshop at the Nechako branch of the PG Public Library from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Moving into the evening, the Spruce Kings are playing at the Kopar Memorial Arena versus the Coquitlam Express 6 to 8 p.m. The Narcans are presenting 28 Days Later at 7 p.m. at Amanika Art Center. The event also features Outright Lies of Quinnell, heavy metal performers Anomalist, and advance tickets are available at Black Sheep Gifts in the Mall for $20 or $25 at the door. Doors at 7, music at 8, Amanika Art Center. Meanwhile, at the Knox Performance Center, with doors at 7 p.m., is Monika Arabic Jazz, led by Iraqi-born artist Monika. Project showcases performer Monika's journey in art from Baghdad to Toronto. Rhythm and grooves inspired by sounds and experiences across the world. Not an event a local music enthusiast would want to miss. That's 7 to 10 p.m., Knox Performance Center, 1448 Fifth Avenue. Visit coldsnapfestival.com for tickets and more information. Meanwhile, at the Civic Center is War on the Catwalk. Celebrating the spring equinox, War on the Catwalk is hosted by drag superstar Alyssa Edwards, presenting performances by Jewel Sparkles, Lexi, Lydia B. Collins, Bosco, Susie Toot, and Diabetti. Show starts at 8, includes a 20-minute intermission. All ages welcome. Visit ticketsnorth.ca. Prices ranging from $60 through $150. On Sunday, March 22nd, 2026, UMBC is hosting the 2026 Canadian Math Kangaroo from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Teaching Lab 8-166. It's an international math contest for students in grades 1 to 12, featuring over 6 million participants worldwide. Challenge your problem-solving skills. Visit umbc.ca's events listings for details. Hosted by the Department of Mathematics and Statistics, only a $25 registration fee applies. The Spruce Kings rematch the Coquitlam Express from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Kopar Memorial Ice Arena. For all you early risers, the Stick and Puck event continues to run into March for Sunday the 22nd at Kopar Memorial Arena. This ice time is allocated for people of all ages and provides skaters an opportunity to practice stick handling and shooting skills. Programs run by YMCABC, 6:15 to 7:45 a.m. Speaking of food, if you're interested in volunteering with food systems in your community, rise up with the Public Health Association of BC with partial funding from the Canada Service Corps. Rise Up strengthens food systems and environmental stewardship, open to youth ages 15 to 30. If you've got any questions, contact Cameron Bell, the Northern Regional Lead, at the email northern.riseup@phabc.org. You can search hashtag riseup PHABC across a number of social medias. Tuesday, March 17th at City Hall on the second floor conference room, there's the Standing Committee on Public Safety from 12 to 1:30 p.m. That's Tuesday, March 17th. Well, March 23rd, we'll see the regular council meeting at 6 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. This has been a weekly news summary from the Due North Newsroom for the week of Monday, March 16th, 2026. Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and 24/7 on CFUR.ca. for locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information. With your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387, extension 6. Also, view our content online at frequencynews.ca.